Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, well, as Rudy packs up his powder keg after that riff, folks, Mary and I say hello again from the New York City area. Today's Destination Spotlight segment, well, it's going to have us focused on Georgia, and we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/carry.
Whether it's locking up before a big trip or at night or before you go off to work or maybe run some errands, we all want to feel safe, and there's no safe like Simply Safe. Whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or even your small business is always being looked after.
You know, they have everything you need to make your place safe, including AI-powered cameras and live monitoring agents looking over your place 24/7. It costs just $1 a day, okay? Go to simplysafe.com/carry. You're going to save 50% as a show fan. You'll also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Let's talk about the fourth state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1788. We're joined by J. Mark Walter, Georgia's tourism director.
Jay, well, it is nice to have you a part of America's number one travel radio show today.
Well, thank you very much for having me. What a wonderful opportunity and a pleasure to meet you.
Well, likewise as well. So we're going to get right into this because I want to start with a macro look at Georgia. As your state, you know, certainly has a lot of diversity. Certainly most folks listening, you know, they know about Atlanta. Maybe they've been there. Certainly they've probably traveled through the airport. We've always enjoyed our time in Savannah. Augusta is synonymous with golf. Athens is home to the Bulldogs and the University of Georgia. Macon, you know, rich in history, essentially right there in the middle of the state. And Columbus, even on the western side of the state, not far from Auburn, Alabama, you know, has seen substantial growth. So you're a state with beaches, mountains, farmland. Talk about that diversity, Jay.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know Georgia pretty well. Absolutely. We are a mountains to coast, rivers to regions, and river to river from the Chattahoochee to the Savannah River over there from Augusta down to Savannah, as well as our southwest Georgia and our Okefenokee Swamp land down there near Florida, which, of course, is one of our wonderful natural resources and attractions. So we're, you know, we're also waterfalls and sea to swamp, and just, you absolutely nailed it. The that eco-diversity and 100 miles of coastline that we have, which is so much different and spectacular and a different type of coastal experience than, let's say, the beaches of Florida, or the North and South Carolina coast.
We do know the state well. We love the state. So, Jay, let's talk a little bit about the economic impact that travel and tourism has on the Peach State. You've been ranked across the country. You've made the top five for the past 4 years now in overnight domestic visitations. That's a big number. That brings major revenue, jobs, and impact. You're also a 2026 host city for the FIFA World Cup. So talk about the economic impact that travel's having to the state.
Well, our latest numbers, 2023, 171 million visitors, spending $43 billion with our partners across the state in travel and tourism, hospitality, hotels, restaurants, and local businesses. And, of course, all of that spending has supported over 463,000 jobs. But the big exciting number as well is that it generates over $80 billion in total economic impact, a leading industry for our state in supporting that many jobs, just a leading industry.
Yeah, there's no question about that.
Yeah,
you know, so a few years ago, Mary and I were in your state with the show for a big Let's Go America tour in Atlanta. Your deputy, Mark Juronsky, he joined us there on the set at the Waldorf Astoria in Buckhead. I recall we showcased the Porsche driving experience, Six Flags Over Georgia, the Georgia Aquarium, Mary, Coca-Cola we did, Martin Luther King, you know, National Historic Park. We really enjoyed our time there. Of course, you had to go to the Varsity, went behind the scenes at Hartsfield-Jackson International. In past visits, College Football Hall of Fame is a must down there, the High Museum of Art. I know, Mary, you enjoy that. Stone Mountain Park, Braves games. So I know you're from a native of Savannah, Jay, but since Atlanta is your state capital, what's your favorite thing to do there?
Oh, well, the Georgia Aquarium is definitely unmatched. The Atlanta History Center is a must stop if you're visiting Atlanta. Sounds like you had a terrific Atlanta itinerary when you were visiting, and that's what it's all about, is the itinerary, the package. All of the sports events that you can see in Atlanta, just terrific attractions. And that's what we're also selling on the world stage right now as we're getting ready, as you mentioned previously, for the FIFA World Cup coming in 26.
Right.
Right.
to Atlanta there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
So I do want to talk, we've talked a lot about the coastal areas. You also have the beautiful Golden Isles, St. Simon's, Jekyll, and Sea Island, all beautiful. Any quick thoughts on those islands?
Well, I have salt water in my veins because I was born there in Savannah, and of course, that marshland of Georgia is sort of what, you know, our Eiffel Tower, having that coastal Golden Isles. Those sea islands, barrier islands for us, from Tybee up at 20 minutes from Savannah, you know, down to Cumberland, and another national seashore, are just an absolute treasure and attraction for us.
Well, it truly is. All right, we only have about 15 seconds on this, so most Georgian thing to do when visiting, as say you, Jay.
You know, I have to say, you have to start with the Savannah Historic District to get that full moss-draped experience before you take on the rest of Georgia.
Well, that is memorable. There's no question about that. I want to give the website, folks, you can find out more, plan your own travels, and we certainly encourage you to do that, exploregeorgia.org, exploregeorgia.org. Thanks for your time today, Jay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jay.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mary, well, there goes Jay. A delicious Georgia peach would be something to enjoy during this top of the hour break, for sure. So I'm sure some of our listeners
could
do that. I
agree, but I have to tell you, Savannah Historic District. Very good starting point.
All right, another 60 minutes of the show is about 7 minutes away. Hour two will begin with the National Communal Forum, the Personal Connection, Right Stuff, and Museum Gallery are also all still coming your way. And, folks, listen, thanks for tuning in wherever or however you catch this show. We appreciate that. By the way, you can always find the live stream at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.